Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for your continuous understanding and support. I would also like to express my appreciation for attending this results meeting out of your busy schedule. So let me give you the overview of the results. First of all, the results summary of the fiscal year ended March 2006. Sales remained level year on year. However, operating income fell compared to fiscal year March 2005 due to lower earnings from semiconductors. Sales exceeded the third quarter projections, while operating income was on target. Musical instrument sales rose year on year, and income remained level. Income from electronic equipment and metal products fell significantly for the second consecutive year due to lower sales volume and unit prices of LSI sound chips for mobile phones. Profitability deteriorated rapidly in AV IT due to fierce competition. Operating income from lifestyle-related products returned to positive figures, driven by system kitchen sales. Inventory assets at term end stood at 77.9 billion yen, in line with the previous year's level. Operating income fell year on year. Net income increased due to a reduction in extraordinary losses and higher equity method income. Currency exchange rates is shown at the bottom of the page. This is the sales breakdown by business segment. Operating income fell significantly from the initial budget and was in line with the forecast announced in the third quarter. First is musical instruments business. In spite of gains from favorable exchange rates, full-year operating income remained level year-on-year as a result of lower gross profit margins due to the changes in the composition of sales and higher SG&A, such as distribution costs. Actual sales, excluding the effect of exchange rates, rose 1.1% year-on-year. Korea, the Middle East, and Latin America showed strong growth. Shipments were also steady in China, especially for pianos. Next is AV IT business. Sales and income fell year-on-year. Profitability declined due to an increased competition and lower prices. Shipments of Yamaha Sound Projector YSP exceeded 70,000 units. Next is electronic equipment and metal products business. Sales and income declined sharply year-on-year. Sales volume and unit prices of core LSI sound chips for mobile phones both fell in the face of advances in software. Shipments of graphic LSIs for next-generation amusement equipment began. Next is lifestyle-related products business, which is being rebuilt now. Structural reform proceeded ahead of schedule, lifting operating income into positive figures. Marble sinks sold especially well, and sales of system kitchens were well in excess of fiscal year March 2005 results. The remodeling business, which we also focused on, is gradually beginning to show results. Next is recreation business. Full-year sales declined year-on-year. Depreciation declined by 700 million yen year-on-year due to shrinking of depreciable assets resulting from asset impairment accounting. But there was a slight increase of loss in operation, so the improvement was smaller than the reduction in depreciation. Regarding other businesses, components and metallic molds business, automobile interior wood components, and golf business all remained strong. Fiscal year March 2007, starting this April, is the last year of our three-year medium-term plan, YSD50. Let me give you the evaluation of the second year of the medium-term plan. Although partial results are emerging from individual measures, the overall pace of implementation is lagging behind. Since the demand of LSI sound chips for mobile phones peaked faster than expected, and we failed to meet the targets in the musical instruments business, fiscal year March 2006 sales and operating income were less than the medium-term plan targets. In the musical instrument business, strategic groundwork continued in the Chinese market, including the start of operations at the Shanghai Music School and increased piano production at the Hanzhou factory. Sales of commercial audio equipment were also steady, especially in the Europe and the U.S., but cost-cutting measures and other efforts have not achieved the targets. Income from the AV business has fallen sharply, and the measures to improve profitability in the recreation business are also behind schedule. However, as I mentioned earlier, income from lifestyle-related products business, which was restructured during the first year of the medium-term plan, is increasing steadily. Now, let me explain the approach toward the final year of the medium-term plan, which started in April of this year. Operating income of 50 billion yen will not be achieved until fiscal year March 2008 or beyond. Operating income in fiscal year 2006, March, was only half of that target amount at around 25 billion yen. We will make every effort to bridge the gap between the current performance and the targets set out in the medium-term plan. Our top priority will be to increase the profitability of the musical instruments business. The basic policies, or the three pillars of YSD 5.0 medium-term plan will be continued, which are achieving sustained development and stable high earnings, creating and developing innovative high-quality products and businesses, and emphasizing corporate social responsibility, CSR. As I mentioned earlier, we are solidly building on these measures, but the efforts are not reflected on the management results yet, so we will strive harder to speed up even more. Next is the forecast of business performance in fiscal year March 2007, which started this April. Like I said earlier, although operating income target of 50 billion yen in the medium-term plan will not be achieved, sales and operating income are targeted to increase year-on-year, and plans will call for the achievement of further increases. As you can see here, the forecast for net sales is 2.2% increase, operating income is 3.7% increase, and recurring profit and net income are flat year-on-year. As for currency exchange rates, we forecast 115 yen to the dollar and 134 yen to euro, as you can see here. Moving on to the factors behind the divergence from the medium-term plan and the forecast of net sales by business segment. The breakdown of shortfall in sales is AVIT 22 billion yen, musical instruments 9 billion yen, lifestyle-related products 7 billion yen, and recreation 2 billion yen. Next is the forecast of operating income and the factors behind the divergence from the medium-term plan. The breakdown of shortfall is musical instruments 12 billion yen, AVIT 5 billion yen, electronic equipment and metal products 5.5 billion yen, a total of 25 billion yen. Let me now give you the projection by business segment. First is musical instruments business. Income will be well below target due to the failure to reach sales goals and the delay in introducing individual measures. As I mentioned earlier, the shortfall will be 12 billion yen. Discounting the effect of exchange rate fluctuations, the actual sales will be 15.5 billion yen or 4.6% below medium-term plan targets. Positive and negative factors are described here. Next is AVIT business. In conjunction with sluggish sales, operating income will fall well below medium-term plan targets. Discounting the effects of exchange rate fluctuations, the actual sales will be 24.2 billion yen or 24.7% below medium-term plan targets. We think that the market is changing dramatically. Positive and negative factors are as described here. Electronic equipment and metal products business. As sales volume and unit prices of LSI sound chips for mobile phones is falling faster than expected, operating income will be well below medium-term plan targets. The development and market launch of new applications will be the key priorities. Next is lifestyle-related products. We've been working on rebuilding this business for the past 1 year and are successfully front-loading the plan at a pace exceeding our expectations. Marble sinks for system kitchens are selling well and increasing their market share. We will also make efforts to expand remodeling business and raise its profile through advertising. Moving on to recreation business. Asset impairment accounting was introduced ahead of schedule in the first year of the medium-term plan, booking an extraordinary loss of 32 billion yen. Sales will fall well short of medium-term plan targets due to the slow recovery of the Japanese economy and structural factors such as price competition in golf, play, and shrinking population of skiers. The shortfall in sales continues to squeeze gross profit margins, providing no prospect of return to profitability. We plan to step up our efforts in each facility. Now, other businesses. We plan to continue focusing on the automobile interior woods components business, metallic molds and components, and golf business, which remain strong. Operating income is slightly below, but basically in line with the medium-term plan targets. Total inventory is 77.9 billion yen, which remained level year on year. Discounting the effect of exchange rates, actual inventories fell by 3.7 billion yen year on year. The projection at the end of fiscal year March 2007 is 73.7 billion yen, which will be an year on year decline. Capital expenditure for the past 2 years were below 23 billion yen. But this year, we will be making one-off capital expenditure of 4 billion yen on three items listed here, so the projection is 27 billion yen. Depreciation will increase slightly to 20 billion yen. R&D expenditures will remain flat. In interest-bearing liabilities, long and short-term borrowings less cash and deposits will be negative, meaning it leaves some cash and deposits. But as shown at the bottom of the page, balance of resort security deposits is a little less than 30 billion yen. We project a decline by over 1 billion yen this year. Regarding balance sheet, we project very little change from fiscal year March 2006 to fiscal year March 2007. Next is dividends. We plan to distribute stable dividends in light of group profits in the midterm perspective. As you can see here, dividend has risen from 10 yen to 15 yen to 20 yen. Last year, in the year that ended March 2006, we distributed 20 yen dividend, and the projection for fiscal year March 2007 is 20 yen. We will try to link our dividend to the performance as much as possible going forward. As you can see in the separate material, we established rules for major acquisitions, or anti-takeover measures, in conjunction with the enforcement of the new company law on May 1st. This is the so-called Matsushita Electric-type measures. The rule is set for acquisitions of 20% or more. The process will be submission of state statement of intent, submission of information,